Part 4, Non Nobis Domine, Spiritual Gifts and Spiritual Fruit. We have an opportunity of this lifetime given to each believer by God. And He says, I have for you a gift. And oftentimes more than one gift. And I'm going to give you this gift, and I want you to use it to its fullest. Imagine a glorious Christmas tree, and it's Christmas morning, and you wake up and run downstairs, and there's a beautiful wrapped present with your name on it. And it says, to, fill in your name, from God. And it's got this beautiful red foil paper on it and a nice gold bow. And it's got those curls like they do at the supermarket that nobody can do at home, you know. And you hold this beautiful gift because it's from God and it's for you. What are you going to do? What's the natural? What are you supposed to do with that? Open it. Tear the paper off and open it. But what if you take that gift and because it's so pretty and it's so precious and it's from God, I'm going to put it over here and I'm going to look at that. And I'll look at it all day. And I'll look at it all day tomorrow. And I'll look at it all day next day. And 5 years, 6 years, 10 years, 15 years later, you've got this beautiful box, the foil starting to fade, the ribbons drooping a little bit, and you've never opened it, and yet it's a precious gift from God. God wants us to open His gifts. How would you feel if you had given the gift? Well, I gave Stephen, such a beautiful gift. And then I show up at his house 3 months later, and it's still sitting there on the counter, and it's never been opened. Oh, Chris, come on in, have a cup of coffee. Let's sit, we'll tend. The whole time I'm sitting there drinking, sucking down my coffee, I'm looking over at this box that I gave him 3 months ago, and he hasn't touched it. What do I think is going through his mind? He doesn't want it. His attitude is, so what? Yeah, he gave me that. You know, I'll get to it sooner or later. And there it sits. That would make me feel badly. Am I going to give him another gift? Am I going to give him a Christmas present next year?
Oh.
No. Did I give you a Christmas present last year? I don't even remember. Oh, okay, yeah. Well, I told him Father Michael's my favorite because he's Italian. But anyway, that goes without saying. So, God has gifts for us. And to get to those gifts, we are born again, we are filled with the Holy Spirit. According to the Scriptures, you know, Jesus tells us to do this. We didn't make this up. We get born again by asking for forgiveness and from turning away from sinful practices. We ask Jesus to be our Savior, to renew our belief and commitment to Him as Savior. And we ask other believers to pray for us. And we are filled with the Holy Spirit by asking God for His spiritual gifts. Is it okay to ask God for gifts? How many of you had children that never, ever asked you or told you what they wanted for Christmas?
Actually, I did.
Yeah. Okay. That doesn't count. We ask God for precious gifts as His children. God has spiritual gifts for every person. And here they are in Scripture. Romans 12, 6 to 8. We have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. If your gift is in prophesying, then prophesy in accordance with your faith. If it is serving, then serve. If it is teaching, then teach. If it is to encourage, then give encouragement. If it is giving, then give generously. If it is to lead, do it diligently. If it is to show mercy, do it cheerfully. There's a little theme going on here. If you have a gift, what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to use it. You're supposed to use it. See, this scripture thing's pretty easy to figure out, isn't it? 1 Corinthians 12, verses 8 through 10. To one there is given through the Spirit a message of wisdom. To another a message of knowledge by means of the same Spirit. To another faith by the same Spirit. To another gifts of healing by that one Spirit. To another miraculous powers. To another prophecy. To another distinguishing between spirits. To another speaking in different kinds of tongues. And still to another the interpretation of tongues. All of these gifts are given to God's children, to us. Now, suppose all of us were having a big Christmas party here and we have the grand tree and we've got the boxes and every box looks alike and we open the box and every box has the same thing in it. But we're going to go around the room and let every person open their box one at a time so that everybody can see what their gift is. And they're going to hold it up and everybody's going to go, ooh and ah. About the 40th person we get to here, it's not going to be very exciting anymore, is it? If every one of them is the same. God gives different gifts to the church. And it says, notice, that to some people are given wisdom, to some are given knowledge, to some are given miraculous powers, to some prophecy. All of these gifts are present and active and alive in the church today. And each person, each individual is given something special by God, at least one, and oftentimes more than one. God has a gift for you. 1 Corinthians 12:28. God has placed in the church, first of all, apostles, prophets, third teachers, then miracles, then gifts of healing, of helping, of guidance, and of different kinds of tongues. All of these are placed in the church today. And it's repeated by Paul in Ephesians 4:11. Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and the teachers. All of these things given to the church today. Every single one of them. So what are the spiritual gifts? Here are the ones we just read about. And indeed, we can expound on every one of those and put different things in different categories. Prophesying, serving, encouraging, giving, mercy, wisdom, knowledge, faith. All of these are the spiritual gifts from Scripture, and they're all present and alive in the church today. And you fit somewhere on there, believe it or not. You fit somewhere on there. For example, serving. Well, do I serve? I don't know. Well, maybe you have a gift of hospitality. Maybe you have a real gift of helping others. We heard in the scripture on in 1 Corinthians. I should wear my glasses when I do these, don't you think? There it is, 1 Corinthians 12:28. King James calls it the gift of helps or the gift of helping. That's part of the gift of service. Maybe you have a real gift of simply helping other people. Maybe your gift is in showing mercy, really showing compassion on individuals. Maybe you have a gift of wisdom. Perhaps your gift is as a teacher. You fall somewhere in this category. And what might it be? Where do you fit? I've had so many people over my 20 years as a priest, almost 20, tell me, I don't have any spiritual gifts. No. You have spiritual gifts. Maybe you don't know what they are. Maybe you're still holding that wrapped box that God has given you and you haven't opened it and released it yet. But you have spiritual gifts. There isn't a category that says other. There isn't a category that says none. There isn't a check here if not applicable. It's not there. God has a gift and something special for you. You are a unique and special person. You are a unique and special person. And God has gifted you with the gift of you. Isn't that great? Think, oh God, thank you for giving me me. Now we can take that a little too far, because I'm not the greatest gift to you. I realize that. But God has gifted you. So where are you? And are you in different places? And how do you find that out? God, what do you want me to do? How do you want me to serve you? How do you want me to follow my Christian life? What are my gifts? Well, it actually starts off in a kind of a simple thing. What are you good at? What do you like to do? What has God given you as a skill? And when you discover those things, how do you live that out in your life of faith? And how do you offer that back to God? Many people are given different things. The gift of healing. There are faith healers. People where you can go, you can stand before them, and they will pray for you. And by the power of God and the Holy Spirit, they have seen people healed. Absolutely a spiritual gift. But I also believe that those in the medical professions that truly realize where their skills and gifts come from will tell you that God has given them the gift to be able to have that knowledge, wisdom, and the practice of medicine. I believe that a good doctor, the first thing they're going to tell you is how much of a miracle the human body is, how much they don't understand, and yet God gives them privilege to practice medicine. That's the first thing you should look for when you interview a doctor. Is life sacred to that individual? Put that under the gift of healing. The gift of wisdom. Do you know a really good counselor, a really good spiritual director, someone that you can go to for advice, someone that prays for you, someone that is a person of prayer led and guided by God, and always seems to be able to give you good advice and counsel? There are many people with this gift of wisdom, and along with that oftentimes goes a gift of knowledge or a gift of discernment to be able to help you figure things out. That's what spiritual counselors are for. And when a person exercises that ability within their prayer life, then their spiritual gift just blossoms. You should have a good spiritual director, a good counselor in your life. There are people of great faith. All of us are called to have faith, but there are people that have faith as a spiritual gift, that they are just able to take every aspect of their lives and live it out as a gift of faith. And be an inspiration to other believers. See, that's an interesting thing, a gift of faith. We're all called to have faith. Giving, we're all called to give. God wants us to give. This church isn't here if you don't put money in the basket, for example. The real practicality of it. God calls us to do that. Every one of us is called to give. Every one of us is called to serve. Every one of us is called to encourage. But some people have these as a spiritual gift. Every one of us is called to be an evangelist, to share the good news of Christ. But for some people, it's their gift. And it's the ball that they have to run with. See, I told you I'd get a football reference in here. You don't often run with the ball in baseball, so we had to move to football. God wants us to do these things in our Christian lives, but some people are gifted with it. So as you're thinking about these things, and what are your skills and what are you good at, where are you and what is your gift? Well, oftentimes you'll know what your gift is by the fruit that it produces. What are the spiritual fruits? Kiwis, olives, melons. Galatians 5, 22 and 23. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, tolerance, acceptance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And you can do those whenever you want. There are no restrictions. Do you like that at the end of that? I love that. Against such thing, there is no law. When you're filled with the Holy Spirit of God, and when you're living out your spiritual gifts, or seeking out your spiritual gifts, what's going to ooze forth from you in that gift is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Spiritual fruits allow us to use spiritual gifts to their fullest. And if you think you've got a spiritual gift, if you think your spiritual gift is teaching, but you hate it, and you're really mean to the kids, and you kind of throw them around and you can't control yourself, that might not be your spiritual gift. Just saying. This is why I'm not a school teacher. I think that duct tape was the best thing ever invented. But anyway, moving right along. Yes, Bishop, I know. Okay. Spiritual fruits allow us to use spiritual gifts to their fullest. So when you are working within the spiritual gift that God has given you, you're going to see oozing from that gift all of these things. So, discover your spiritual gifts. What are your talents, passions, skills, abilities? And remember, there isn't a none, there isn't a not applicable. God has made you special and given you a spiritual gift that's going to show up in your life if you let it. Now, this is just one example of a place where you can go that has a test for spiritual gifts. This is a quick one that you can do online. There are several. There are many, and there have been books and workbooks, and there are classes, and there's all kinds of things you can do and buy. The first thing to do is to pray, God, what do you have for me? What do you want me to do and be? And then let God speak to you. But you can go for help to a place like, for example, this website, churchgrowth.com, and there is a spiritual gifts test. And it simply asks you questions like, when doing a project, do you like to have it all planned out and organized before you start, or do you think it up as you go along? And the answer will be always, sometimes, not usually. No absolutes, and you just answer them the best they can. Some of the questions are always goofy and they don't apply, and you just do the best you can, and it usually comes out pretty close. And it's going to tell you where you might fall on a particular category. I did this particular one just as a sample. I've done many of these before, and what's interesting is I come out pretty much the same every time, and it doesn't matter which version or which test I find. I usually come out very much the same. And there are a couple of these questions I did not like, and then there are a couple of their explanations that I don't think fit me, but generally it fits. If the choices are those, there's actually, what they've done is they've taken some of this and putting it into modern language. So it's really not a fair question. But I don't know where do you think I might fit on this list? Any guesses? I'll throw myself out there. No, not me. Not me. I do not.
Danger.
Teacher? No. Wasn't on the list for me.
Wisdom?
No. Wisdom? No. No. I tell you what, you know where I fit? And I have fit in this for, again, about 20 years. Only 5% of all clergy that take this particular test, there are 150,589 results of this test. 5% of the clergy that take it fit into this category. Where do most of the clergy fit? Pastors.
Yeah.
Pastor as a gift and a role, not as a title or necessarily, you know, the function in the church. And then I come out equally in a category that's not listed here from Scripture, but that they put in here and would probably be under the serving category, maybe the knowledge category, but I come out very strong in the administration field. Does that shock you? Let me put up the bar graph. You're going to show up somewhere on here in whatever category. And what it does is it just gives you a tendency, but it gives you a starting place. And if you don't like this test, go to the other, you know, one of the other hundreds of them that are out there. But you'll be on the list. Father Michael had a comment.
You suggested that you should put anal on
there. No. So, this is a site of many, many. The point of it is that you will come out somewhere, and it should match what your talents, passions, skills, and abilities are. Because God has a plan for you in your life. God does not want you to go around wondering what it is, what am I supposed to do? We all have those peaks and valleys and we have those moments. But the idea is that we come out of them and we come out of them stronger. And God says, this is what I have for you. I want you to discover what your gift is. Discover your place because it's there. Things that aren't on the list, you know, we have gifts of hospitality, again, that might be in serving. Gifts of administration. You know, there are obviously people that offer themselves, you know, to serve in areas of worship, in music, and in serving. And there are all kinds of different ways. So don't assume you think you know what one of those things is specifically. What is a gift of teaching? What is a gift of knowledge? Think outside the box here. Knowledge is just knowing things. Well, no. Knowledge is having the ability to know, understand, learn things, share them with others. And that can be a whole variety of things. And that is not even necessarily teaching. See, nothing is cut and dried. But what is absolute is that you have gifts of the Spirit. Use them with spiritual fruit. Pray for the baptism in the Holy Spirit, to be born again and filled with the Spirit, to live a life guided and led by the Spirit of God. And that's the bottom line. Father God, thank you for bringing us to this point today. Lord, as we stand here before your altar this morning, allow us to accept you as our Lord and Savior, to be born again. Father, fill us with your precious and life-giving Holy Spirit. Father, help us to see the gifts that you've given us, that each one of us is unique, that you have blessed us in many different ways, that every gift of the Spirit is alive and well in your church. Father God, help us to discern. Help us to realize what our gifts are and to see how you would have us offer them back to you. Lord, we thank you for each person gathered here today. And we ask that as we contemplate the gifts you have given us, that we are empowered, that we are encouraged, filled with your Holy Spirit so that we can go out and do the work that you've given us to do. All of this we ask in the holy and precious name of Jesus. Amen.